This is John Mitchell from Cell IT Better, and welcome to the last in a series of five excerpts taken from my webinar, The 5 Mistakes People Make When Selling IT Software and Services into the Banks or Large Corporates. In the first excerpt, I covered as an overview for the series that the key area where companies and their people struggle is that they fail to establish credibility with the customer during the buying process, where essentially the buyers are looking at the risk of doing business with you. If some components during the buying process do not come across as credible, then a seed will be sown that the end product may be equally deficient. The most important thing is that you need to understand that throughout the buying process, there is this subconscious or hidden agenda. In the first audio, I covered the failure to appreciate my issues. In the second, the failure to bring added value to life in terms that mean something to the customer. The third covered the failure to use credible materials, with the fourth addressing the failure to establish an empathy with the buyer or buyers. This final one now addresses the failure to build on an initial sale. I think it is a great pity that when all the difficult customer engagement work has been done, the deal has been won, and the project is in delivery, that so many companies take their eye off that ball in pursuit of new business opportunities. I can understand the numbers pressure of getting new customers, but there's a strong argument that says new business can also come from existing ones, particularly with large corporates and banks where there are so many disparate businesses. To get repeat business across an enterprise requires that the empathy and the added value generated during the buying process be maintained on an ongoing basis through an effective and a committed account management model. This represents quite a commitment, especially for smaller companies, but there is no doubt that it repays itself manyfold. Those companies who succeed at this are perceived as a supplier of choice, which means business comes to you through internal recommendation as opposed to you having to bid for it. There may be occasions where for probity reasons you have to go through a tender, but from the position of trust you may well be invited to write the thing in the first place. To me, this is relationship-led selling at its best, and I do not understand why more companies do not exploit this obvious channel. Mind you, I do not understand why companies promise the A-team during the buying process and then deliver the C-team. It sort of shoots yourself in the foot for future procurements, as you may not be believed a second time. Now, as a bonus for getting this far and for listening to all five audios, I offer three tips to take away. The first is, research who it is you are going to see. Simplistically, this is about trying to find out who it is you're going to see, and there may well be more than one person. Try to find out what type of people they are, their age, their character, their attention span, etc., certainly their role and responsibilities. Then, try to talk to somebody who might know what all that may entail, and what their business and organisational issues might be. The point being, all of this will enable you to hold a conversation about their issues and in their language. Through my experience, a good place to find out about the people is via their PAs, who love to spill the dirt, but only if you are polite and ask the right questions. The second thing is, put yourself in the position of these people. As I said earlier, we are all buyers ourselves, so if you were the buyer engaged with you during the buying process, what is it that you would want to know? Then prepare from that basis. And last, but very much not least, get your materials proofread. Be it the pitch, the proposal, but especially the beauty parade presentation, please get someone to give your materials a check. A simple, I heard this, is that what you meant to say? Can offer pick up a total mismatch in expectation. Also, remember not to use weasel words or ones that fail the so what test. Grammar is important, remember grandma. Also, in this country, some buyers take exception to an Americanized spell check that uses Z instead of S. A picky point, maybe, but it is an irritant that can be easily avoided. I hope you found the content of this series valuable, and if you would like to explore this fascinating subject further, including the often mentioned subconscious or hidden agenda, then please contact me, John Mitchell, at Sell IT Better. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.